So what's the picture to it? I'm gonna use my what do they call those things? Helping light? No, photo lights. My photo lights on this one, but still, this coffee I got in a can. It's from Munich, Germany. I don't know. I forgot what the brand was. It's like, all right. I put it in, pour a little bit of hot water, just do the pour in thing. Yeah, this thing's like dark. It doesn't take that as dark, but it's dark. Looks like hot chocolate, man. It's like, geez, David. Jesus Christ. Holy Batman. Some coffee. Holy Batman. Yeah, this is, yeah, today's that kind of day. So, yeah. Welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. I'm gonna have to light my candles. I'm surprised this thing is still running, but I forgot what it was. It's a letter or something. Cigars or something. I can't remember. Back in my head. But anyway, I'm gonna jump off my mic for a second. I'll be right back. Just listen. Listen to music. Well, it's a little low on the background. It's Muddy Waters. Hold on. Muddy Waters. Turn a little louder. Here we go. Something weird happened. I was lighting a candle. The wick sometimes it would just flat, like split on top. And sometimes if you light them, for some reason they would explode a little bit. This one explode just like Merlin do that magic stuff with the chemical thing, with the powder. Like ooh. Yeah, that happened. So anyway, the candle is called Tobacco Leather, which goes real good with my leather seat. Eventually, if there's supply left with this candle or the chair, the fake one I want. The lounge, the classic lounge from the 70s, Art Deco, for audiophiles. Look at that. I'm like, yeah. Let me light this candle. Have this dark coffee. And maybe magic will happen. Yeah, right. When somebody said that, yeah, your response is, you're right. So what else? God, CES 2022. Yeah, it's not the same. Oh, it's going to do it virtually. No. I don't think so. It's not. And all these things, we're going to do this. Or the graphics card company, we're going to introduce this. And it's like, why don't you rebuild more of the ones that we want? Instead of bringing out this super low-end thing, thinking, fill in the gap. But no. NVIDIA went too low, then it went too high. It's moneymaker. They're moneymakers. They're not thinking about public. So now everybody's talking about, our graphics card is going to be in the, it's going to be inside cars, and it's going to be running all the meta stuff. It's like the push to goggle you. What? Goggle me? No, you're not doing that. I wonder if they're gonna force people one day. So, take the goggles off and run around the streets, and the cops will come, hey, where's your goggles? And stop you, sit down, put your goggles on, lock it in. I'll be like, oh. No. Would that happen? I don't know. I don't think so, but this whole meta thing, it's weird. Metaverse is spinning around. It's been around forever. Even the stuff I heard and read from some people, whether they seen it in person or not, they say, dude, there's ancient stuff. You keep digging, unearthing, you're gonna find some ancient stuff, and it's super high tech. And they have this virtual reality thing. You can jump in, and it's better than anything. It's better than the stuff we have. So if that's true, I wonder if these graphics card companies or whoever got the tech send it to starter companies. Starter company. Let's let them figure this out and create something for us. Wonder if NVIDIA, AMD, Intel came about because of that. Like some high tech stuff dropped in our front door. We don't know what the hell it is. So, hey, let's take it apart. See what it does. See if we can duplicate. For what? I don't know. Video games? No. Of course, didn't think about video games till later. But video games was about strategies and stuff. It was done by, I think the original plan was for DARPA. They wanted to train soldiers and stuff. I don't know. Or train something. They've been working on the AI stuff a long time. I mean, the first chess machine, you ever seen that thing? It's huge. Plays chess. That's AI already. So it just, anyway, whether I like it or not, I don't know. My opinion is like, I like the video games. I do. I like one. Many metaverses. I hang out. Just one that, like, because I could actually do stuff, make stuff, and sell it. And that's been going on for 2 decades almost. It's like, hey, almost 2 decades. Like, I don't mind it. But I'm not on there every day. Nah, sometimes I do it for weeks. Then just like, nah. Bye. I need to go look for other things to do. I need to play with my Sony camera more. That's what I need to do. That's the thing. I don't know. Like, should I get a super high resolution, high millimeter zoom lens for the Fuji with the Sony? Sony has a Zeiss already. It has an adapter that I can pull in the Fuji, but it's only 80 millimeters. I want to get one of those. Like a 100 or like 200 millimeter to 800 millimeter with a 2x adapter. Sony one? Forget it. It's like, I don't know, it's expensive. Fuji is like, it's not bad. It's close to $2,000. You need one. Like, I have to think. I'd like to get the Planet, what the hell are those things? For the Sky Photo, Skywatch, not Skywatch, but the, one of those that synchronize with the spinning of the Earth against the stars, so you'll get a blurry image. I have a really hefty tripod. I can put that stuff on and put that camera on and just click, that's it. Leave it and let it go. Shoot like 4K sky thing. That would be cool. I'll shoot the moon for a long time. Follow it. And if I see ships go by, like, oh my god, it's true. Oh, but I already saw something. So I can't really say. Like, okay. I'm sure there's stuff out there we haven't seen yet. Tons of stuff. Government that's using mass formation psychosis as a tool of population control. Of course, they've been doing that for a long time. Eat eggs. It's good for you. The next one, you'd be like, don't eat eggs. It's bad for you. And you see the family, everybody's like, oh, hey, what happened to your breakfast? It's like, well, I'm not eating eggs. Why? Because TV person tell us not to, FDA tell us not to eat eggs. It's bad for my heart. It's like, you'd be duped. I don't say that, but just being sarcastic, I would. If I didn't have any monologue, I would have said that. Like, you've been duped. What? How do I get an argument? I'm like, no, everybody be taking out their phone, flipping around, Wikipedia, search up web, like, see, proof. Like, get out of here. Eggs are good for you. Just eat it. It's good. It's good. It's good. It tastes good. Eggs. The only thing you cannot mess up. If you mess up egg making scrambled or any egg, you're not worth it. You should be eating it. Then you should be eating it. Right? You'd be sharing it with you, somebody would share it to you. COVID is dead. Energy is the new crisis. This is the Hormone Zero. Yeah, they're coming out with that. We gotta get solar. Why don't you guys just put water? Figure out the water engine. It's been done. It's in the history books. It's been proven. They killed the guy. Oh, you gotta buy this water. You gotta buy special fuel water. It's gonna cost you the same price as gasoline. Yay! Like, no! Mercedes-Benz warrant $800,000 customer fire risk. They showed the G-Wagon. Is that the G-Wagon? GLS? If you've seen those. So it's like crushed Land Rover. I like that. I like G-Wagon. They're fun. They're comfortable. But it's just weird with the little wheels. You think I would race the whole thing. Not monster wheels, but I'll just race the whole thing a little higher. It's weird. It's like, I want to be a JDM lowrider, but no. We're German, so we get that. But then, yeah. Let's take a regular car size wheel and put it on the truck. It looks funky. I don't know. I still like a Land Rover over that. I still like Land Cruiser over Land Rover. The old school Land Cruiser. If the old Ford Bronco or like the International Scout, I like that better. You know. Just, yeah, do it. Yeah, we're off-roading, man. Yeah. Take a G-Wagon and be like, oh, we're going off-roading. I'm gonna drink the German coffee while I drive with my babe and wife on the side. I'm gonna be like, yeah, my kids in the back. That's what G-Wagon is. It's a friendly SUV. But it's got grit. Oh, we are wild. But it's like, yeah. But not really. I don't know. I think it's cool, but it sends a weird, the whole thing just sends a weird message in my brain. It's just like, do not compute. Like, no. Marcon, Emmanuel Marcon, says, on facts, people are non-citizens, and you piss them off. How do you do that? Oh, that, maybe you should do the sketch from, Marcon should do the sketch from, what's that? Monty Python. Yeah. Why not? Right? Get out of here, you pig dogs. I fart in your general direction. First time I saw Macron. What is it? What is it? This guy looks like a comedian. He's French. Comedian. It's weird. It's an eyebrow thing. Just, I don't know. But, you know, who cares? Really. It's going downhill anyway. I'm sure they got cryptos and all the gold and stuff, so they'd be okay, but it's not their world anymore. And if they don't change, they're going to be left behind. Anybody doesn't want to change or apply themselves to the new system, it's going to fall behind. You can use the old system, or anybody who hasn't. This, or actually, the new system is going to be like the old system. Old system with the bartering and stuff. And if you don't want to do that, you're out of luck. That is it. It's like, bye bye. Technical checking out some of this group recently found the missing original Goldfinger DP5. No way. Art Recovery International. DP5. Ken Miles Shelby Mustang prototype. Wait a second. It's for prototyping? Oh, just the first legendary Shelby. Okay. First prototype. Okay, I thought that Ford is gonna remake those. I'm like, no, know how much money they can make. They do that. Go back to those. It's like, we're gonna remake these with the new Mustang engine, hybrid too. And we're gonna make electric version of it. Then they'll be like, it ruined Ford. You ruined. Do not do that. Okay. Anything? I'm on crate. I'm just like, yeah, today is, it's just, I don't know what to do. I like brain. And I'm brain. I don't know if I'm brain dead or just dead. You know that feeling? How was your day? Oh, what are you having for breakfast? that kind of day. Today is that kind of day. Just, yeah. Maybe it's CS fault. I mean, just disappointed. Maybe it's their fault. I'll say it's their fault. Damn it. Make more of the things we want. Muddy waters. I stay up late last night because I'm just like, haven't been GTA 5. For a while, for several weeks. Let me get on it. And all of a sudden I found out this whole bunch of free stuff. And get, oh, yes. Of course, free cars. I actually bought an extra one. I'm just like, wait a second. I bought an extra one. I don't even know we can sell those things. I'm trying to sell it. But I'm just like, wow, this is great. Already got one of those, but I'm gonna get the free one. I'm gonna remake it. Yeah, so that was it. Recently, I'm just like, no, I'm gonna do that thing where I just log in and do the Kyle heist. If you know the game, it's basically a heist. You can, the payouts is pretty high. It's like $1.25 million, mostly. No, GTA $5. They just, I do it once in a while and do that, and go to the casino, shop $50,000 in there, and just keep it in there, like bank. The other bank, just in case. And that's it. Then I don't play anymore. Or maybe I do a couple races, and that's it. But last night I'm just flying around with it. Like, oh wait, the submarine. The little moon vehicle you have for your submarine. That's free too. I'm like, oh, it's great. Then I went to the airplane things. Oh my god, the De Havilland Beaver. Was it Beaver? The one with the seaplane. The water pontoon. What is it called? Otter? I think, yeah. De Havilland Otter. Like, oh, I love that plane. And somebody be like, oh, check out this jet, check out this F-35, check out this high tech, even check out this, VTOL thing. Like, no. The De Havilland comes in, like, I want one of those. Why? Because De Havilland is like a legend, you know? It's like, ooh. Like some of the beach crowds, old beach crowds. Like a staggering ones. Oh, that's like, buy the money. Well, you can buy the plane, but you gotta have enough money to upkeep it. And you gotta learn how to fly it too. If you don't have a license. Right? So it's overhead, you gotta think of it. But even if you have it, it's like, oh man, wow, look at that thing. I want it, right? Or even like the old, not Spot Wolf, but I forgot what the biplanes. Oh, love to fly one of those. Just, you don't need to go fast. I don't need to go fast. Just want to go. It's like, wow, enjoy the ride, fly around, love to have that. Expensive, of course. I'm sure it's not as expensive as the Icon A5, I don't think so. Icon A5, though, I don't think you need a plane license. You could get the sports license or something, certified by someone. So yeah, you can fly this. You're fine. I don't even know Autoland. That would be interesting to see. But I saw that thing. It's like, wow, this is great. And buy the little house by the lake where you can fly things in and out. Yeah, just pull it, take off, land somewhere, have breakfast, coffee, a little chat with the locals, and you come back home. Then you land in the water, then pull in to your little spot by the water. By the little house, the little ramp. Park it there, then, you know, close the wings and stuff, and you park it into a garage, clean it out first. I'd be like, this is smooth, man. I like that. I'd love to have that, but kind of money for those things. Just, I think I'd just get a rental if you can. We'll just hitch a ride with somebody. Hey, see, so you got one of those. Can't take a ride. being a weasel, a leech, just hopping up. Oh, so anything else? No, the tech, I don't know. It's all the same. They were talking about this, the AMD, the WeRCS ready, AMD recap. Whatever you missed, I don't care. But looks like AMD's trying to take over the handheld space. It looks like it. I'm surprised Apple have their own conference, right? I'm surprised Apple. Of course, I know why they don't do it, but they don't offer the M1 chip for everybody else. Release the architecture of it. Like, no, can't, because we're Apple. We're special. We're special. Oh yeah. But, oh no. APU. AMD APU. It's the graphics. It's the CPU and the graphics together in one. Has all the stuff in one chip. Has the Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, what else is there? So that's basically what M1 chip is, except it's their version, which makes no sense. How did Apple figure out the M1? Did they borrow something from AMD or somebody else? Who knows? So they're competing, these guys. It's a handheld thing. I think it runs Windows too. It runs the Steam also. They are competing with the Steam. What's that? Steam Deck. But these guys are a little more powerful, I think. Because they're charging people $1,600 with a big memory space. Steam Deck, I think, only go up to 512 disk space. That's like, but you pay like, you have to pay like $1,800 to $1,000, something like that. Who knows? These guys are more expensive. Do I care? No, I don't care. I got Steam Deck because I thought it was interesting. And my friend thought it was interesting. And both of us said, no, we can use this to control things. Not control like other people's computers. I'm sure they could. We want to control camera systems. And to like, more like remote drones. Like, can use that as a drone display and all that stuff. Like, hey, no. It might actually work. Gotta think about that. And plus, you can play games. We're bored. Nothing else to do. So let's play some games. Go on camping, be some fresh air, you know, hike a mountain instead of meditating, enjoy the view. Let me bring out my little machine and play some GTA 5. Yeah, in the wild. Yeah. I was doing that for real. No, I'll bring my camera with me. No, I don't need to play games like that. No. Apple's making their own glasses. I like the Apple. It looks more. It looks cooler. But I don't know. It's paired with the iPhone, so. How? It's $3,000. You get a stylish one. This is $3,000, I think, is it? Some people say it's $1,000. Who knows? They want to check you in. You know? They want you to look like bug-eyed people walking around. And sit around like, check this space. Instead of take off your goggles, be like, hey, it's nothing here. Or be like, who knows? Maybe if they made the mask, they put the smell, taste. So you don't have to go out of your house. So how are you going to survive? You know, there's a movie called Surrogate. Yeah, look at the people, look at the pimples all over the skins or rashes. Like, that's what happens. You're staying inside. Instead of, like, I need to take a shower. Well, I need to groom myself. I need to go out in the sun, because the sun helps you. We need it. And be healthy. They stay inside too. In the VR, the little beds and the stuff just lying there and rot away. That's what they want. They think they can upload you. You know that your soul will leave. Your soul will leave when that happens. Like, no, we're not getting jacked in. Sorry. Bye. Of course, there's you. Your soul comes back and see a version of you, that version of you on Earth or on VR, and just looking strange, acting like you, everything, but it's something strange. It's soulless. And it will respond the same thing you will respond, but you will do certain things the same way you do, but it won't have that flow. When soul enters the body, there's a certain flow to it, because you have the previous memories, previous like experiences, even though you don't remember, it's there, it's linked, it's always linked. Then become this person, but also your soul. It's kind of hard to explain, but yeah, when you jack in, it's all gone. Bye. And your soul will not take it. Soul will just go, nope, I'm getting out. Bye. So Chrysler, I'm looking at Chrysler's new, what is this, new car, new hatchback. Let me see, the 400 horsepower, 400 mile airflow concept, EV. Okay. It still looks like a mouse. I don't want to drive a mouse, but stop making mouses. Chrysler 3000 could finally die in 2023. The Chrysler 3000 reminded me of the Bentley Continental a lot. Those two cars, just hefty. but fast. I heard it's very smooth with drifting. I don't know, maybe. Some people say it's like cutting your cheese. It's like, oh, what kind of cheese? Cheddar? Swiss? Blue? I don't know, Brie is too soft, so I don't know, monster cheese. Definitely not the that cheese from Monty Python. Beaver cheese. What? Beaver cheese. Somebody actually made it. I heard. No. Let me see. Tesla reboots 2022 Cybertruck production date for the site. I guess they're not making it. No, they're making it. They're not making it. Are they? I think they're gonna drop that thing. Like they're gonna drop the Roadster. Because I haven't heard anything about the Roadster. Where are we? 41 minutes in. Okay. I guess I get just rambling for like 10 minutes. The principle requires car commercial to tell people to walk or bike instead. It's a car commercial. Why do you want to walk and bike instead of car driving? It's not about the cars. What did she do? It's a car company. Well, I'll get people to walk and bike into the car and smash it in. And they'd be like, oh, what is this? That'd be a great commercial. Because that's the law. You gotta walk and bike. So, there you go. Hey. So, I don't see anything interesting yet today. I haven't been on your post yet. That's what they got. Nothing. The hands of progressive new DA just gave a green light for complete anarchy. Really? What are they doing? They're arresting people. Oh no, what's wrong with this thing? So poor timing, VP Mark for tweeting during our 95 track jam. Oh, who cares? VP. What do you do, VP? I don't know. Do you do anything? I don't know. We don't know. Nobody knows. VP just... I'm here. Yeah. That's it. You pose is full of same crap. Nothing new. There's some people. Dangerous. Looks very dangerous. Looks. Sounds very dangerous. And but. No button. No ass. No nothing. No bust. No butt. No wardrobe malfunctions. Star snaps. No female today. Oh, well, because that's male.co.uk. Nothing. No female. it's a boring day. That's why I'm scrolling for things, because I can't think of anything to say. Well, I have something to say, but I just, there's nothing push me one way or another. So it's kind of like that. Like I said in the beginning of the podcast, today is one of those days. What are you drinking now? That's kind of day today. It is today. It's still cold. Woke up this morning a little cold. Let's see where we are today. Right now, we're 58. So it's a little better than yesterday. Yesterday was like 40. But still, the rest of the country, North America, is pretty low. Not sure what it's going to be like for the next couple of days, but I suspect we'll get warm again soon. Then we'll get freezing again. Nothing. Yeah, I got nothing now. Except the weather report. Which I'm the worst at. So, yeah, it would be fine. Dude, it's freezing today. Yeah, it would be fine. Warm weather's coming. Bye. That's it. Time drink some hot cocoa. It's getting colder, just run in place. Yeah, I don't know, get some vitamin B. Make potatoes. Actually, I made some potatoes. That thing actually warmed me up. It's very nice. So, what else is there? There's nothing cryptos that I'm looking at, because in the FUD period, for now, eventually you'll go. But this weird stuff's coming up lately. Like what's this internet computer thing? It's internet computer tokens. What's that? How does this thing work? It's an AI. AI tokens. Strange. And yeah, everything just, yeah. It's not even worth mentioning. So, I think this is it for the podcast. I don't want to bore everybody. So, have a wonderful day. Hump day. The first hump day of 2022. It's January 5th, 2022. Have a wonderful day. Stay warm. If it's hot, stay warm anyway. But if you find this coffee, I gotta find a warm market thing. If you find this coffee from Munich, Germany, try it. It's dark. I actually like it. It doesn't taste dark, but it's dark. Yeah, have one of those. Or just have whatever coffee, wherever you want. And just take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. You can do the Wim Hof thing, which I do. I'm going to do after this coffee, after this podcast, after I posted, which I forgot. And that's it. Enjoy the day. Even sucks. You know what to do. It sucks. Somebody asks a good question, you just go, do that and walk away. You get a laugh out of it and you feel better. Hey, isn't that great? So anyway, have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow. Ciao.